If he's outlaw, well, he's just a straight nigger. He ain't a Negro. He's a straight nigger. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I suppose you're mad at a white man. Suppose any Negro is mad at a white man. What do they call him here in South Georgia?
Well, I tell you. Well, I just call him. I just have to say he ain't a Negro. He's down below a Negro. A Negro. Yeah.
What would this? What would these people over there call a white man if they were mad at him?
Well, over there. I don't know. And some of them they use the word of a poor cracker, but I know they use that word too.
Uh-huh. No. Okay. Suppose a man broke a man had a little kid, and the boy broke his man's fishing rod, and he was very mad about it. What would you say? That man got awful mad.
No, and just called the boy. He broke his fishing rod.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, "Man, I'm really
tired."
Suppose that a little boy gets ill in school. Felt good when he left home, but he got to school and he started to feel ill. And he's sent home. You might say, that little boy, what, at school today?
He never come back from the school.
But suppose they sent him back from school because he didn't
Well, he's bad. He just didn't want to obey the teacher.
Yeah. But suppose he really did have appendicitis or something. What's sick at school today? Did you say he took sick?
He took sick.
The way you say it?
Yeah.
And if you have a sick feeling here, you say he feels sick.
On the stomach. Stomach.
What do you call a? This is probably not taking place anymore. But when people used to get married, their friends would follow them and make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Their friends. What do you call that?
Serenading.
Is that right?
Yeah. Serenading. Yeah. They used to do it here.
I see. They don't anymore, I suppose.
No more. So that's them go.
And what do some people? Call a spook to frighten the children with. You said they might say to a child, "You better behave, or the what will get you."
Well, I might call it the boogerman. They're always scared of, but the boogerman got it.
What do you say to a friend on December 25th? Will you walk down the road uptown, the first person you see, what do you say to him on December 25th?
Oh, good morning.
Anything else? It's a special day, isn't it? The 25th of December. You say anything about Christmas?
Yeah, I would say, but it ain't too far from Christmas, so 25th day of Christmas.
Yeah, it was the morning of Christmas.
Yeah.
You came out.
Yeah.
And you see somebody, what do you say to him? What are you wishing?
Well, I would wish him a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Okay, and if you have a very heavy suitcase to carry, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to
walk
that very far.
And I won't have to toot it
very far.
Yes, exactly.